Tyson analyzed the thermal image of the man on the screen, captured from the drone, showing the insurgent aiming his weapon at the machine moments before it was destroyed. "Enhance the image," Tyson instructed Billings, head of security. "Reverse the composite." Billings made the adjustment. The photo was brought into sharper clarity, revealing more details of the man's face. "That's good," Tyson affirmed, moving closer to study the subject. "Search for matches within the record." Billings entered a command, accessing another screen. A series of images raced across the monitor. Less than a minute passed before the system returned the results, revealing additional images. The man was of average height, having an athletic build and dark hair. He appeared to be in his late 30s or 40s, recorded at different locations around the metropolitan area. "Is this everything?" Tyson asked. "Yes," Billings affirmed, comparing the images. "You're certain it's the same man?" "The system is 96% accurate. He's one and the same. The height, body, and facial structure match." "What's the time variance?" 19 months. Tyson checked the recorded times from each image. "Always at night." "He seems to be aware of the camera and never looks directly at it," Billings told him, then pointed to a couple of images. "In these two, he looks like he's waiting for something or someone," Tyson added. "I'd like to see a map pinpointing the location of these sightings." Billings accessed a virtual diagram. Tyson looked it over, attempting to correlate the point. "He's all over the place. He's definitely familiar with the city. In my opinion, he operates in or near the metropolitan area and likely lives here also." "Create a composite and a profile from all available data," Tyson instructed. "Let me know once it's complete. Have the operatives be on the lookout." "Yes, sir." Tyson returned to the original photo, pointing to the man and the woman on the motorcycle. "And these two?" "I don't have a match on either of them yet," Billings responded. "Keep searching." Billings continued working as Tyson exited the room.